we're talking about nursing home abuse right now. We had a text come in. I looked into putting my grandma in a nursing home. They wanted us to sign a lot of documents. Is there anything we should be wary about signing? I wouldn't have even thought about that.
In the nursing home setting, the big trend is for nursing home chains to have people agree going into the nursing home that if something goes wrong, if they have a problem, they will not file a lawsuit in court, but instead they'll agree to go to arbitration. And that's something you do not want to sign, because arbitration is not urged by all of these facilities and sought by them because it works for the person who got hurt. They all want it because it works best for them.
If somebody like this 815 was thinking about checking their grandmother into a facility, gets the Yellow Pages, and the people that remember Yellow Pages know what I'm talking about, a 4-inch packet of documents, would it be wise to hire an attorney to review, much like somebody when they close a loan at purchase a home, they have a real estate attorney there to review all the documents, and this is what this is, sign here, and here's your escrow disclaimer, sign here. Is it better to get the documents, call up your law office, if you even provide this, and sit with them and explain, these are the documents you're signing, here's the good, the bad, and the ugly. Is that a service that you provide?
It is, and if people have that luxury, we can do it for them. But unfortunately, most people don't have that luxury because a residency in a nursing home is not something that they were able to plan for. It's something that came upon them because mom or dad got hurt, mom or dad had surgery, they need to go to a nursing home for rehabilitation and some post-acute care, and they don't have the option of saying, okay, I'm going to take all these documents now, go visit with my attorney. So they have to be aware of it themselves, and they have to know to look out for an arbitration clause and then cross it out. Cross it out.
Thanks for listening. You could find the entire show on WGN.FM.